With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Come.
I do anything for Jesus.
I found over 1,700 times in the Word of God where this word is used, come, and that's not cometh, and the rest of the comes, but that's just come. Preaching my heart out for 45 minutes to an hour on that one word, come, and it was one of our Lord's favorite words. Come unto me, come and drink, come and dine. Jesus said, come, and it goes on and on and on. I know this is dumb, friends, but there are people that still haven't got it, so bear with me. When I say come, it means come.
And I'm coming.
You're coming. When I turn to my son and I say come, I want them to come. That word come is universal in its application. Come. What did Jesus say to his disciples? Come.
There's no room for discussion, friend.
Guess what? Come.
Come.
It commands obedience.
Come.
Come. Come. How many of you had the Holy Ghost come in you?
You come.
Come. He was crucified for you. He died for you. He did everything for you. It's time for you to come. He's come. He's already come.
He wasn't just a baby in a manger, friend. That was God coming.
I love the way the Christmas story starts out, because God came, and then the wise men had to come. The shepherds had to come. And ever since Jesus came, he said, I've done my part. Now you come. You come. I came. You
come. Oh, hello, Caitlin.
Hello.
What do you think about that? It was a lot.
It was a lot of coming.
Yeah. But it got me kind of fired up.
It's funny.
I'm saying we in the sense that I dabbed before the podcast today. Some of us in the apartment dabbed before this podcast. Feeling a little loose.
Loose as a goose.
Yeah. Tomorrow is your birthday. Mm-hmm. It's pretty exciting.
Don't remind me.
25.
I wish.
19.
No, I don't wish that one. I wish 25, though.
Yeah. Well. Whew. God damn.
I'm going to be 30, guys.
That's all right.
I'm having like a really hard time with it.
She's having an existential crisis at the moment.
I'm having a real hard time.
So, no editing on this episode. It's just going to go out as it happens, which I'm kind of excited about, Kate. I think I'm just doing like flying by the seat of our pants.
Grant was also sitting down, which he never does to record these. So
yeah, this is like an after dark episode.
It's
That's
really
how I
weird.
Feel right now.
Like we're making eye contact, like at the same eye level right now. It's just weird. I'm not used to this. I'm used to like making eye contact with you, but having to like tilt my head up.
Yeah.
Almost like I'm at the movies.
I'm
at the movie theater.
This is going to be a slamming episode. I can tell everybody. Yeah. So, let's see. Lots happened in the last week. It was a crazy week. Crazy weekend. We had some people. I think we handled the situation last week on the premium episode really well. The topic of the hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so anyway, not that you should just go listen to that, but there's like 50 some episodes, right? We've been doing it for over a year.
A long time.
Yeah. So there's a lot of backed episodes. So $2 a month, www.terribleperson.co. Go there now. We are going to start the episode. Caitlin, let's begin.
Okay.
Kaitlin.
And Grants are not medical or mental health professionals. How to become a terrible person is for entertainment purposes only. Standard data and message rates apply to messages. Damn it, have some common sense, people.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to How to Become a Terrible Person, the only podcast on the... I got so much shit going on right now. Do you hear all that?
Yeah, why?
Sorry, I'm just... Like I said...
I'm just pressing like five buttons at once.
I'm a little out of sorts. Where is that even coming from? Oh, it's... Oh, I'm pushing the wrong one. God damn, dude. Hi, if this is your first week listening to the podcast, it's not normally this good. Am I right?
Yeah.
God damn. So crazy week. Jesus Christ, people. You have no idea. This is it's this thing that
it's
happens.
Like,
I hope you heard that.
On cue. It's
we start the podcast. We literally always get through the intro.
And then he starts.
And then like in the first couple minutes, we're not triggering that.
I wonder though if he does it all the time. We just don't really notice it when we're just going about our normal, like, day-to-day life. But then, like, because we're sitting down to record the podcast, we're just like, oh, my God, shut up. But he probably does it every day, right?
I don't know. Screw that guy. Man, we watched the Kardashian show.
I fell asleep. I was so tired last night. I literally
was that last night?
Yes.
God damn, really?
I fell asleep, and I don't know what was wrong with me last night. I remember you wake me up.
Yeah, you were like...
Oddly enough, because usually I don't remember anything. Like, Grant says I, like, yell and scream at him, whatever, punch him in the face, and I'm like, I have no recollection.
She'll dig her nails into me. I'll be like, what? I'm just trying to get you up.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You do all kinds of crazy shit, Kate, but it's okay. I love
really
you.
Don't mean to do that. And I honestly don't remember it. But anyways, I do remember you wake me up last night and I was just so tired. Like, I could not move.
The last night watching the Kardashians, there were a couple things for me. Because you fell asleep. I was in. I was like, damn it.
I didn't even know that you were paying attention to it. Because when I was watching it, you looked like you were doing shit on your computer.
Yeah, I was writing my Funeral Home Stories first episode back June 23rd.
Nice.
Yeah, writing a trailer for it. But yeah, I was tuning in. I was just kind of... No, you were watching Real Housewives, right? And I was doing that. And then when the Kardashians started, I just was kind of watching it. Anyway, last night was the first night I saw Kim Kardashian, and I was like, she's pretty. Like, the whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time. I've never been like, oh my God. But yeah, I don't know.
I feel like she's always been pretty.
I mean, I don't know, but the man, I got to stop fucking just getting into talking about how people look. Sorry, guys.
You're going to say one of them's ugly, aren't you?
No, not not precisely that. But who's the one who has Tristan Thompson? Courtney? Chloe.
No. Yeah.
Chloe, right?
You can't go after that one.
Why not?
Because I feel like that's the one that always gets made fun of.
Well, I mean, what has she done? Like, in terms of, does she look different?
Yeah, extremely. Okay. She used to be kind of a little chunky.
Well, I mean, other than her, like, I'm not comment. Guys, I don't comment on weight here. It's not.
But now she has, like, an amazing body.
Yeah, she's, like, cut up. But what I'm saying is, has she always looked like this in the face?
No, she's definitely gotten her nose done, and I'm definitely going to assume she's gotten a lot of fillers and probably other stuff, too. But she's had a nose job for sure.
If you had the income to spend on that stuff, would you?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, probably not to their extremes, but yeah.
You'd get like filler and Botox and stuff?
For sure. I'd get like Botox. I'd probably get like my chin redone.
Why?
I don't know. I hate my fucking chin. It's like Billy Boxhead. I can't stand it.
What is the Billy Boxhead reference? Is that a TV show? I've looked him up and I know what he looks like.
He's from Roly Poly Oly.
Oh, okay.
Which was a TV show on Disney.
I think I missed Roly Poly Oly.
For like little kids back in the day.
Yeah, I don't think that was in my wheelhouse.
That's really good.
Did you ever watch Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Roly poly only.
Are You Afraid of the Dark? Did you ever watch that show on SNICK? Were you too young for SNICK?
Yeah, what is that? Is that like Nick at Night?
No, it was like Saturday Night Nick's lineup. It was called SNICK.
Oh.
That's what had That's what had all that and the secret, I think Secret Life of Ally Mac. Did you ever watch that show?
Mm-mm.
And then Are You Afraid of the Dark was the last show, and it was fucking awesome. Yeah. I don't, but yeah.
I'm just saying, that's me.
Anyway, so enough about SNICK. So you would get all that stuff done. I don't think I would. I don't think
I mean, I
would
get like all that stuff done. I'd probably get my boobs done, but I would get like a very small implant.
That's probably what
natural
I would do
looking.
Too.
Or I do that new thing that they're doing where they just like take fat from somewhere else in your body and then inject it into your titties. That's what I would do actually.
Is that?
So I'd get my fat like repositioned, you know.
Do they put it in something so it stays like in a shape?
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, it's just like loose gelatinous fat.
Suck it out. I mean, I don't fucking know what exactly the process.
How would
entails.
Yeah? Like, how would that not break down? Because the body's like, what the fuck is this shit? This new fat and titty meat.
I don't know. It's from your own body, though.
I know, but it's like I don't know. I don't understand how that works.
But yeah, that's what I would do. I'd get it from like the back of my arms.
Time for me to look up
into my boobs.
And then you'd have to get an arm thing, though, right?
An arm thing? What do you mean an arm thing?
Like, because then if you got the fat sucked out, you'd have all this, like, room.
I just want the fat, like, from right here.
You don't have any fat, babe.
Like, right here sucked.
That's crazy. Hot episode, Kate.
I know. You asked.
No. I mean, I'm in...
you asked the question.
A dab, dude. If you guys haven't... ever dabbed, if you don't do it for a while and then all of a sudden you do it again, it's like, whoa.
Feels like you have like a giant loogie in your throat.
Yeah, and you have
that
like
won't
a
go away.
It feels like I have a headband on.
You are wearing a headband.
That checks out. Oh man. How's everybody doing? How's the week going, guys? Tina Turner died.
That was last week.
Grant. I prepared a tribute.
Grant. Is it actually going to be one of her songs this time?
No, I don't have a tribute. Let's open up the topic generator. Make the topic generator sound effect, Kate. There it is. Thank you. Topic generator. Let's see here. Let's generate some topics. Random. Let's get 15 topics. We'll burn through these guys. Kate, what movie scene choked you up the most? What's the most you've cried at a movie?
I don't remember movies that much. So I'll just go with Titanic, I guess.
Titanic? What were you sad about? The love story or like the 1900 or the 1400 people that died?
The love story.
Cool.
No. I used to be obsessed with the Titanic when I was a little kid. I used to like read books about it and stuff.
I wonder how much of that's bullshit. What was the new money rich lady? Molly Brown?
Rose?
No. Kathy Bates. The one who's like, let me tell you something, boy. What's her name?
I can't. In the movie? I don't know.
Huh.
Do you remember the captain's name? Do you remember her... fiance's name? I just know it's Cal. I don't remember his last name, though.
Yeah, but she was like a famous lady. You were obsessed with the Titanic. There was this lady who was... she made it off, but she was like a bossy Southern lady and didn't fit in. Maybe that's all bullshit, man. I'm starting to think all that stuff is...
Well, I feel like a lot of the character... I mean...
No, I'm saying like in the history books, there's a... who's the... new Molly Brown Titanic. I feel like that's her name. Molly Brown Titanic. Yep.
Well, how would she have not fit in here? She was coming back to this.
Well, she
America.
Was new money and she was like, everybody was eating these really nice meals and she was like, can I get some ketchup with this steak? Stuff like that. And they were like, who's this fucking white trash in
Hillbilly.
Here with the elites? She was known as the unsinkable Molly Brown. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
Yep, obsessed with the Titanic. Totally. She was an American socialite and philanthropist. She was a passenger on the Titanic, sank, and she unsuccessfully urged the crew in Lifeboat 8 to return to debris field to look for survivors.
Oh, I know who that lady is now. Yeah. Okay, yes, I know her. I just didn't know her name. I'm sorry.
So you cried the most you've ever cried at a movie at
Grant,
Titanic.
I literally just said I don't remember movies.
I know. Okay. I would probably say Big Fish. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's so complicated. To explain when you're stoned. It's a guy and his dad. They don't have a great relationship because his dad told like tall tales. And Billy Crudup is the kid, and he goes to see his dad on his deathbed, and he thinks he's just lying to him, telling him all these stories. And it's all these stories with Ewan McGregor as his dad younger, right?
Okay.
It's like how he met his mom, all this shit. Just like, but it's told in these huge ways that are just totally unbelievable. Then at his funeral, Billy Crudup is out there, and he sees all these people that his dad described. Like a giant man and all this crazy shit. And it's just like he's talking to these people and he's realizing, yeah, so these stories are like all these people are real. He just told me these stories to be entertaining and be cool. And then so he tells his dad how he dies as his dad is dying. Like Billy Crudup tells a story about like a really tall tale about his dad and how he turns into a fish and he takes him. As he's dying and puts him in the water, and then he turns into a fish and swims away and then jumps out of the water. When he jumped out of the water in the theater, I was like, and I was on a date. And then I just a lot for the next, like I, the last 15 minutes of that movie, I think I was crying. And then that broke me. Seeing the fish and the music cue that happens. It's just like, whoa. I want to lie to my kids someday. That's what I learned from that movie. Is this a bad episode?
I think so.
Kate, where'd you go last weekend?
Where'd I go last
weekend? Oh, we did Memorial Day. This is the topic generator. Make the sound again. Good. Yeah, we did Memorial Day. I made cheese potatoes.
And I made a fruit salad.
I made a fruit salad. That was a very stressful process.
Next time, I'm going to do things a bit differently with it to make it less stress.
What was stressful about it? It was a fruit salad. I'm just telling people what was stressful about it.
Shut the fuck up. Question mark.
It was a fruit salad, period. I'm not criticizing because, yeah, there's a lot going on. You had a lot of moving parts.
I guess it was just, I don't cook for one. I don't do anything. Like, I don't chop. I don't cook. Like, I'm not in the kitchen. Okay? I don't like it. And so there's probably like fucking 10 fruits that have to go into this fruit salad. And it's just a lot of chopping.
It was a lot.
Measuring.
Thank God you work with a chef.
And then I had to make chef this caliber, like nice dressing skills. Basically to put like on top of it. And it was like I had to like juice fucking like hand juice fruits.
Yeah. A lot of moving parts.
And I had to zest a bunch of shit, and I didn't have a zester, so I was trying to like use a cheese grater. And then I forgot to put the vanilla in, but it actually turned out pretty good without the vanilla. I think it would have been gross with it.
You know what I just remembered that happened while we were doing that?
I got mad at you?
Yeah, I mean, you got mad at me the whole time. But then while you were mad at me, I was barefoot in the kitchen, and I dropped the knife.
Yeah.
That was scary.
Yeah. It was like next to both of us. You had it just precariously placed on the side of the counter.
Well, you'd be like, I need this cut. And then 10 minutes later, you're like, it's ready to cut. Or if it was like I'd go and sit down for a minute. You'd be like, oh, oranges are ready.
Am I really that awful to be around?
No, babe.
You make it sound like I am.
We're doing a podcast.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You tell stories about me all the time. That make you laugh in front of your family and stuff.
Like what?
I don't know. Can't think of one. But yeah, you love it when you got one. You're like, this is not how stupid Grant is. next topic, murderers.
What about them?
There's no punctuation, so I'm not sure what to do with it.
I live with one.
Mm-hmm.
Two. Yeah. Awesome and Grant.
God, that, you know, I've fantasized. If I were to do like a graphic novel or like a strict fiction thing, I would do me and Awesome. And we'd be like hired hit people. And we'd take out like the celebrities, like the bad people. Like we'd take out like Harvey Weinstein. And it would be a story about Awesome and I planning.
Would Awesome do anything?
She would in
like,
the,
what would her contribution
No, see
be?
Like in the thing she would be like anthropomorphic. So she would be like Puss in Boots.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like with full dexterity and the ability to talk.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And every week, every episode is either plotting or actually executing like the plan. Like it'd be like, we do heists, we do shit like that, but it's always about some like hot celebrity topic. Like Bill Cosby. You know Bill Cosby's out of jail?
Yeah, he's been for a while, hasn't he?
How'd that work? And he's on tour, I think, too. Jesus Christ, dude.
He like openly talks about drugging women.
No, and then he was convicted of, what, 82 rapes or some crazy shit? Was Oh, no, he got, remember he got, they mistrialed him, didn't they? They said because of how something was gathered. I don't know, we shouldn't talk
how,
about
like,
this.
It was, yeah, something like that.
But he, there was a development that got him in kind of, anyway.
It was like a technicality, basically, that they had to, like, throw out the case or whatever, right?
Next topic, post office. Thumbs up, thumbs down on the post office gate.
Thumbs down.
Whoa, we got people delivering mail. A shout out to my brothers in the postal delivery unions. I'm stealing postal valor too now. I'm like, yeah, I'm a mailman and a firefighter.
What do they call the mailmen? They don't call them mailmen. They call them like a.
What do you mean? I guess you can't call them mailmen now, right? You can't call anybody.
It's something like a post something. Like a weird name.
Postman.
No. I don't think it has man in the name, Brant.
What is one thing you miss about being a kid?
Not having to work.
Yeah, dude. Like, be real. If you're a kid right now and you're living like a good life, fucking get ready.
Just having my parents like provide for me and
oh my god, yeah,
buy me everything.
It was the best.
Do my laundry, cook my dinner,
and just get to fucking like hang out.
Yeah, basically, like just play all the time.
Yeah, dude.
When you're not in school,
what was the time you'd go back to?
Like elementary, like between first and.
And you would just stay there forever.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't go back to fourth grade. Any year but fourth grade.
So you'd just skip fourth
in
grade.
Elementary.
But you'd have to redo it. Basically how you did it. So for those 6 years or whatever.
Okay, then I'd do like first through third and then.
And just reloop those?
Pick back up again. Could I pick back up again later?
I guess.
And then pick back up again like. 5th through 11th.
So you were just having fun.
I liked all my school years, except for fourth grade. Like, I really did not like fourth grade because I moved to Casa Grande, and it was, like, a total change for me.
Is there shit you wouldn't go back and do again? Or no, like, you know it's coming, and you're like, fuck, this is going to be crazy. There's a few. I guess, you probably have a few.
I mean, like, there's nothing like, oh, fuck. There's, like, I remember I went to the spelling bee, and I thought it was, like, super nerdy. And, like, I didn't try. And I got out on a word that, like, I know, like, I could have.
But here's the thing. You get to know what you know now. Right?
Yeah.
That's got to be the caveat.
I also wish I wouldn't have quit orchestra.
So you get to replay it with a 29-year-old lady's knowledge of everything that's happened. That'd be sick.
That's crazy.
I'd be like, Grandpa, don't paint the porch today.
Pop, don't buy that RV.
Yeah, dude.
The money pit RV. God.
Yeah, that'd be a funny conversation to have with somebody. Be like, hey, Grandpa, it's Grant. I know I'm 13 right now, but Hey, listen.
In 4 years from now?
No, today. This morning.
You're going to see an ad for an RV. Don't
oh, no,
do
I was
it.
Thinking, no, I was thinking about with my situation with my grandpa. Be like, hey, just heads up. You're going to have a heart attack. And you're gonna fall into the river.
And then you're going to pretty much die.
God damn. My mom's listening to this podcast probably. She's like, Jesus, dude.
Sorry.
Got dark on the dabs. No, that was a really weird situation. Because, like, also, too, the funny thing at this point is my grandma called me, right?
Yeah.
I was...
You were, like, a little kid, weren't you?
Yeah.
And she was, like, screaming, like...
No. She woke me up. It was literally the first day of summer. And I was sleeping in. And I was just too young. I didn't start working at the funeral home yet. So it was that last summer of just hanging out. Mm-hmm. Fucking ruled. I mean, even after, because everybody was at the hospital, I was just like at the house by myself all day long. And I was just like,
what did you
do? Just having a great time. But, yeah, she calls me. It's like 9 a.m. and she says, Grant, your grandpa's in the river. And I was like,
cool.
Okay.
Is he having fun?
I was like, do you want to, you could probably get him out. What's he doing? And then, yeah, then I found out the breadth of the situation and it got really fucking crazy. Also that summer, I never forget this summer for these two things, because that shit happened and I took my skateboard down into a neighborhood, right? And they had this big hill, like, you know, pretty good slope. And this was the first skateboard I had with fucking, like, my roller skate wheels, like, really fast, good bearing shit. And I went down, got a little speed wobbly, but recovered. And there was a hose in the road, a garden hose crossing the road. And I was like, I got these new wheels. I should be able to just doof right over it. The skateboard just, I think the front wheel may have gotten over and the back wheel went back and I just went flying up and I landed square on my back. And I thought, I was like, I'm paralyzed. I'm going to die.
My back is broken.
I'm going to be in the ICU next to my grandpa. And it was literally a day that I was just left unsupervised. And I was like, I just leave the neighborhood. I go to a totally different neighborhood, go down this hill, and I fucking die here.
I had a similar experience. So when I was a little kid, we lived in Pennsylvania and we had this driveway and it was really steep and it would get like when it would storm, we would have to shovel like this half a mile long driveway just so we could like leave the house, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. We lived like on a mountain and it was like a dirt road. So like they didn't even come and pave it. So we could really only leave unless like if it was like safe to still drive, whatever. But anyways. So my whole family was like out shoveling the driveway so they could like, I don't know, do something. And so they're all out there shoveling the driveway and they're like halfway down the driveway and I'm like a little kid and I'm like just out there with them, like hanging out, playing in the snow basically while they're working, you know? Uh-huh. And then I wanted to go tell them something, talk to them. I don't know. But I ran down the driveway so I could go talk to them. And I slipped because it was really icy. But it was like that black ice that you don't really see.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And I like landed on my back. And it was like the first time I had ever experienced like getting the wind knocked out of me. And I literally thought I was dying.
Yeah.
Like I like couldn't breathe. I was like, I couldn't move. I remember, like, my grandpa came, like, running over and, like, picked me up. And he's like, are you okay? And then I remember, like, my mom, like, took me inside. And I, like, she, like, put me in the bathtub. And, like, had to, like, console me. It was, like, a whole ordeal.
Dude, I got the wind knocked out of me at the roller derby. That scared the shit out of me.
It's scary.
Because you're just like, well, fuck. And I don't want to just sit here. So I had to get up while I was... hyperventilating. Jesus Christ. How long have
like
we gone?
Like, I can't just lay on the ground.
I didn't start a timer. So
Isn't that a timer?
No, but how long were you on the phone with your dad? Let's do some math here.
Let me look at my clock.
We got to pep up the energy a little bit on the premium.
2 minutes. And it was at 5:37.
Okay. Good stuff.
Yep.
This is a low. We'll call this a low energy episode. That's what it is.
It really is.
We have to, new rule, no more dabbing before podcast.
I don't think it's me. I think it's more you.
Well, I think we're having a nice time, right?
I am.
Yeah. We're not fighting. Kate's just on her phone, though, in the middle of the podcast. As I'm saying, we're not fighting. She pulls out her phone.
Sorry.
It's I'm fucking dying.
It keeps vibrating over there.
Just trying to fill time. Kate's just like, Target.com.
I saw this.
I like these pants.
I don't know.
Do you like these pants?
I get so bored at work these days because there's nothing to do. So I'm just constantly on the suggested reels page on Instagram. And I saw this girl today and then I literally went down a rabbit hole and I was watching her for probably close to an hour and a half. And all she does is she buys those little mini brand balls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she pretends to go shopping at Target and purchase these little mini things from the shelf.
Why?
I don't know.
But she doesn't buy it?
Well, she buys the little mini brand. Here, I'll show you a video so you can understand what I'm saying. But I'm like, this is the stupidest shit ever. And you know that she's probably making money off of this.
AI is going to fucking decide to pull the plug on all this social media shit. It's out of control.
Yeah, I can't find it right now.
That's fine.
But it's just...
Okay, yeah. Next topic. Rice.
White is better than brown.
Whoa, dude. First you're talking about black eyes. Now you're talking about white rice. Kate, I'm sensing a pattern. Systematic, almost.
The black eyes tried to kill me.
And black eyes. Just one patch, one... One better. Patch, one patch of black eyes tries to kill you, and Kate is fucking no more black eyes.
It's deadly, Grant. Think of how many car accidents happen per year because of that.
Black eyes is scary as fuck, for real. For real, so.
For real. Have you ever driven? I've never.
Yeah.
Because all my driving years have been spent here in Arizona, so thankfully I've never really had to worry about any.
No, man, fucking
weather.
Snow driving is terrifying.
But yeah,
you get good at it.
I wouldn't know how to, if I had to drive in the snow, I'd be fucking scared.
The difference, I would say the biggest difference in driving in,
Why did you literally turn your head into the microphone to do that?
Because it wasn't, I was like, I don't want people to half hear it. You know? You're welcome, everyone. Sorry.
Disgust.
What were we talking, black ice? Yeah, no, it's basically turns your car into a boat. That's what happens. So stopping, you just have to, know your car.
He's on to the brakes.
But dude, when you go out, I remember my dad had a Cadillac DeVille, brand new, with that fucking V8, or whatever Northstar engine in it. And it was the best. You could literally, we'd get a foot and a half of snow and I'd drive to the funeral home to do the sidewalks. And it was just cutting through. It was fucking unbelievably fun car to drive in the snow.
That's cool.
Yeah. God, this is a fucking bad episode. Where were the...
What?
Were you the class clown or the teacher's pet? Next topic.
I was neither.
Hmm. Pigs? Question mark. Wood? Question mark. World War One. Hotels? Anything? Hello?
I stayed in the haunted hotel in Jerome one time. That was pretty fun.
Oh, cool. Tell me about all the ghosts you saw.
I didn't see any ghosts.
Did you feel their spirits?
I felt them.
It's just an invisible man. Those are just invisible people.
We had those little,
just invisible
we had
people,
those little BB machines that they have on Ghost Adventures, you know?
Yeah.
What are they called? The EVP or whatever?
Sure.
Where it beeps if you're supposedly around a... spirit or whatever.
This device that I'm holding is definitely real and works.
And it did. And I did feel a heaviness around me.
They
and
probably
I'm not
put,
even making that up.
They probably put fucking electrodes in the wall.
No, I
ooh, and they move them around.
Stop. I think that it is for real haunted. A guy fell down the elevator shaft there. Or no, he was working on the elevator, trying to repair it, downstairs in the basement or whatever, and then it fell or something on him and crushed him.
This was in 1994? very haunted.
No, it was a while ago. No, but it's for real haunted. It used to be like a hospital back in the day for like tuberculosis and like Spanish flu, and
it's then like it the turned most into deadly like, shit at the time.
Yeah, and then it turned into like a mental institution.
That rules.
And like there was one room where they took us into. I don't know. It was like it was creepy because like a bunch of it, like it was like kind of in like disrepair. At least when I went and stayed there. But, like you get to tour it as part of the ghost tour or whatever if you choose to do that. But
they probably keep it like that.
They might. For, I don't know. I mean, but there was like a section, and then they take you into this one room where this guy supposedly like jumped off his little balcony thing and stuff. So I don't know. But yeah.
Cool.
Hi, I'm Zach Baggins.
This is
Ghost Adventure Hunters.
The Jerome Hotel.
Is that what he says?
No, the Jerome Grand Hotel.
I walked into the room and my cameraman, Tyler, had his pants all the way down around his ankles.
And then we met.
I said, whoa, Tyler, what the hell's going on in here? And he said, it's ghost stuff.
And then supposedly there's this bar too in like Jerome that's haunted. We walked by it. There were like those scary biker guys like on the corner, and they were like being super rowdy.
Oh, they were listening. It was like the fucking
12 p.m. That's supposedly the haunted bar.
How many of those guys do you think were just like secretly gay that we saw?
The bikers?
Yeah. What percentage of those guys? And like the bikers. Shout out to all my biker brothers too. I'm also in a motorcycle club.
No, you're not.
I just drive my Ford Fiesta in the pack.
Where were we that one time where we saw the motorcycle club and they were all like these really nerdy looking guys?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, where was that?
Was that at fucking Golfland?
No.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was at a restaurant. Like a shitty restaurant. A
bunch of dorks walk in with their fucking leather jackets and they're is that what across the street? What's cracking?
Oh, I guess that's not a shitty restaurant.
No, it was a good restaurant.
But yeah.
No, it was like it was. This like
they like had the entire patio.
Yeah, it was literally Guillermo from What We Do in the Shadows with a fucking sleeveless leather jacket on. And their name was like the fucking
Mr. Wiggles.
No, was that what it was?
There was literally somebody who was called like Wiggles whatever.
What was the club called?
I can't remember. It was some sort of motorcycle.
But then we saw another guy who was just like a regular dude. Office worker with an oversized leather jacket on. And we were like, this must be a club meeting. Then we saw like a 75-year-old lady with the leather jacket. And we were like, Jesus Christ.
It looked like she had been addicted to meth for quite
fucking
some time.
Sons of Anarchy comes out. And I bet that ruined the community. Because Sons of Anarchy made that shit look fucking cool, man. You never watched that, did you?
I watched like one episode of it. It was great. I wasn't really into it.
It's so good. You'd love it now, I think.
Probably.
As an adult person.
It takes me a while to get like on board with certain
Barry's
stuff.
Season finale or series finale was fucking sick. It was really good. Anyway, we should switch over to premium right now. www.terribleperson.co. Everybody, we'll pep it up. We'll talk about some shit. Do you have anything controversial you want to talk about, Kate?
Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner.
That's what I want to tell you. Also, yeah, good. Taylor Swift, Matt Healy.
Yeah.
I don't know. We shouldn't talk. I mean, I don't think we're going to say anything new that hasn't already been said, but we'll talk about some shit. We got some stuff up our sleeves. I hope you have a lot planned for the premium episode, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Note to producer. Oh, David's on
strike
so we're fucked.
Yeah. Is there like any end in sight for that?
No, man. It's going to be a long, 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 long time. Long time.
Long time.
But yeah, we'll pep it up. We'll go over there, www.terribleperson.co. I'm never dabbing before a podcast again. This was brutal. And now we got to do 40 more minutes. So we should talk about dinner, though, at some point.
We will.
Okay. Well,
we'll address it.
Jeez. Tune in for that. fuck.